Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department is in the studio with us. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kelly. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And if you're a regular listener, you know Eric pops in usually a couple times a month. He's always on top of scams and fraud that are impacting our area. And where do you want to start this morning, Eric?
Well, we've talked about phishing a lot, but I think it bears repeating because it's really the most common form of social engineering that we see being used by cyber criminals to defraud people. And just to bring people up to speed, in a brand phishing attack, these cyber criminals are using a well-known brand name and impersonating them by having a similar domain name, a URL, web address, something like that. And the key is that they're trying to link people to that website to enter their credentials, whether it's their personal information, financial information, things like that. So you might get an email or a text message asking you to click on a link. You might get redirected when you're on the internet browsing around and you click on a link to go to a website. Or you might be on a mobile app and have a fraudulent mobile app and get sent to one of these sites. The fake sites often contain forms that ask for the person's credentials and things like that. And this time of year, we're seeing a lot more shipping companies like UPS, the post office, DHL being impersonated because we're going into the shopping season for Christmas and the holidays. And so people are going to start seeing particularly text messages popping up saying that they want to confirm their order or there's a problem with your order. It's been delayed or you know, something like that. The first two quarters of this year, LinkedIn was the most fraudulently impersonated website globally. Probably because, you know, we're coming, hopefully, out of the recession or going, whatever it is, but people are looking for jobs. So LinkedIn has been a really popular place for people to, cyber criminals to impersonate different companies and try to get personal information from you. Okay. But now that we're going into the holiday shopping season, DHL is actually the one that's impersonated the most. So I don't know why DHL over any other UPS, FedEx, UPS, or USPS, but that's the one that's being impersonated the most right now. So people need to really watch out for those kinds of text messages, emails. Text messages, I think, are even more dangerous because a lot of times people are on the go. They're distracted on their phones, and they might get a text message and be tricked into impulsively acting on that text message versus when you're at home just checking your email or checking your email. Plus, there's no way to check. When you're on your computer and you on your laptop or something, you can check the URL if you get an email to try to verify it. On your phone, it's probably just going to be a phone number. And those phone numbers we've talked before can be easily spoofed or changed. Plus, there's fewer words in a text, so you can't really look for the grammatical errors that we tell people to look for with those. Plus, they don't have to impersonate a logo. Like on a website, they got to make it look like the actual website.
Sure.
On a text message, they don't have to do that. So in order to protect yourself from these kinds of cyber criminals, make sure, we've talked about this over and over, don't click on any links in unsolicited emails, text messages, especially if they're asking for your personal information. Watch out for the telltale signs of a phishing email. So urgency, out of the blue requests for money, spelling and grammatical errors, any requests for money in return for delivery of a product that you've already ordered. You shouldn't have to pay to get it re-delivered. If you get a link, email or text message that looks suspicious, just delete it. Go to the actual website of that company to verify that there might be an issue with your order. And then the big one is regularly perform backups of your computer and make sure you're running some kind of antivirus or malware software on all your devices, not just your computer or your laptop, but your phone, your tablet, anything like that. A lot of companies will offer subscriptions that cover 4, 5, 6 devices. So you pay one time for the subscription for the software, and you can install it on all your devices, and it'll protect all your devices.
I don't get the text messages very often, these phishing messages. I get emails, though, quite a lot. Almost every, if I go and check my personal email right now, there's going to be a bunch of them saying, there's something wrong with your order or something. And it's like, I didn't order anything from you guys. So I know it's a scam, but that's where I see this popping up for me personally is more an email.
Yeah, I
than
think
anything
that
else.
The phone companies have taken steps to try to prevent some of those. They've got software that they run to try to identify if the sender is legitimate number that's registered with them, and they'll automatically block ones that are not, but every once in a while some slip through. The emails are really easy because all of our emails are out there with all the data breaches that have been out there.
Of course,
it's easy to have all those emails. So, and if you look at those, I know what you're talking about, and you look at those emails, if you really scrutinize them, you can tell that they're fake. The grammar is poor.
Right.
If you hover over who the email is from to get the email address, it's never ends in the domain name that the company is.
Sure.
It's always some odd thing.
Yeah, it
so
is.
That should be a clue to people not to do that.
Yep, absolutely. So where do we go from here, Eric?
Well, so I said it's important to do backups, and unfortunately, not everyone does backups the way that they should. So whether you're a large company or an individual, everyone should be performing regular backups of their data because you could be susceptible to ransomware. You hear stories once in a while on the news about companies whose data was stolen and was being held ransom for a payment. So they recommend, the experts recommend a 3-2-1 backup system. So that's backing up three backups of your data in at least two different locations, with one of those copies being stored in a secondary location. So the three backups would consist of your primary backup as well as two copies of that. And for an individual, that means backing up on a regular basis to your computer. That's the first one. And then saving a copy of that on an external hard drive, whether that's a thumb drive or an actual external hard drive, and then usually to the cloud. So a lot of services offer storage on a cloud service that you can back up to. And that way, if you do click on a malicious link or there's a virus installed on your computer, at least you have regular backups of your data that you can just, you know, get rid of that computer maybe if there's a virus on that or something like that.
Sure.
And you're not susceptible to losing all your data. For a company or an organization, it's even more important because the financial cost of having your data held ransom is just unbelievable. So really what the experts recommend is real-time backups of your data. So if you work for a company that regularly backs up important financial data, customer data, anything like that, it's important to have regular backups of that. A study found that only 1 in 5 of organizations follow this rule. And, you know, paying a ransom is dependent upon a lot of circumstances. You know, it's an individual decision for a company to whether or not they pay a ransom. But only about 8% of companies that actually do pay the ransom end up getting all their data back. So instead of being in that position, be proactive and be backing up your data for a company in real time and in multiple places so you're not susceptible to these kinds of cyber criminal attacks.
Wow. Only 8% of companies get their data recovered.
And think about a large company, like on a global scale. If one of those companies gets hacked, just think of the millions, if not billions of dollars that's at stake, whether it's financial information, customer information, logistics for shipping or anything like that. Healthcare, think of all the confidential data that a healthcare provider might have on their system. I mean, there's a lot to lose if you're not regularly backing up your data. And if you do fall victim to a ransomware attack, the cost of that for your doing business is unbelievable.
And you want to also mention, give us an update on the student loan forgiveness scam. We started hearing about this weeks ago.
We did, and it continues to be a big issue. And people are reporting to the Better Business Bureau that some of these scammers have a lot of information about them. And a lot of it is just publicly available. If you take the time to dig into some of these open source websites and public information websites, a lot of this data is out there. So people are reporting that the scammer has, if not their full Social Security number, at least the last 4 digits, the graduation date, where they went to school, and a lot of their FAFSA information for student aid. In many cases, the criminals are trying to get people to pay to enroll in that student loan forgiveness program. They may sound convincing because they have all this information about you. They may offer student loan forgiveness more than what the government has advertised, saying, well, you qualify for a very special program. We can get you even more money. Don't fall for that. You don't have to pay any money if you're eligible for the student loan forgiveness. There are websites to go to from the federal government. And if you're in doubt, you can contact the lenders or the government directly. And there's two websites that I would direct people to go to if you do have questions about the student loan forgiveness program and whether or not things are a scam. You can go to just a simple, the education department, which is ed.gov, the letter E, the letter D, and then .gov, or you can go to studentaid.gov. And both of those websites are run by the federal government and have a lot of information on the main page about scams and fraud involving the student loan forgiveness program and how to avoid falling victim to that.
All right. Sounds good. All sorts of good stuff this morning, Eric. Appreciate you coming in and educating us even a little bit more on all this.
Absolutely. And just a reminder to people, we have a lot of information on our website, SheboyganPolice.com. If you go to the community tab at the top and scroll down to fraud prevention, we have all the recordings from the appearances on the radio. We have text write-ups of all the different things we've talked about. So if you want to share that with people or wanted more information, that's a great place to stop.
All right. Sounds good. Detective Eric Edson, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Couple weeks.